Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulger hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman bunts towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neiman scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Dark trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bolger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Hoke scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Reds. Bill Henry now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McMillan is walked intentionally. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-2 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulger hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-3 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henry, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Dale Long. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Bill Henry. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Neiman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Reds. Lou Jackson pinch runs for Johnny Gorrell. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing first base. Don Elston now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-4 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-4 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Haddix pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Eddie Mixes now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-4 in the game. Bolger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. DeFondi pinch runs for Gus Bell. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.